early scoring by Legacy, and then the defenses took over. We're at the break with Team Legacy leading Team Legend 12-0 alongside former Lions tight end Rob Rubick. I'm Matt Shepard. We'll hear from Brooke Fletcher again in a moment, but first things, your impressions early on this All-Star Classic.
Well, early on, Legacy had the upper hand, and I think Legends kind of settled in, especially defensively. Their front took over. Evan Brunning really jumped out. The young man from Oxford played extremely well. And as the half went on, you could see things kind of balance. It's funny, we talked to Coach Martin before the game. He felt that he had the upper hand coming in, and Greg Jones just said, yeah, we'll be all right. Mm-hmm. It just took them a little time to find their niche. But let's see what happens in the second half, because they got to make up for 12 points. And let's take a look at what happened in the first half as well, Shep, how they got the 12-point lead so far. The recap here, it's you know, Greg Kenny does a nice job as the quarterback. He's going to get into the end zone on the run initially. Take a look here. And then he's going to find Tywan Williams on the screen pass. And it takes it around the edge. So good job by Tywan. Good job by Greg Kenny as well. And then the interceptions you're going to see on the other one, trying to bring him back into the game.
Yeah, Noah Smith, you know, really
Noah
stood
Smith
out
did
to
a
you.
Nice job. He got a couple picks.
Halftime highlights brought to you by Zenith. Smith has jumped out at Rob Rubick. Good physique, good football instinct. Has put his team in decent positions, but they have not been able to take advantage. On the other hand, they do know they're still in this game.
Oh, yeah.
So what does Team Legend need to do offensively to try and get some points on the board?
Well, I was kind of alluding to it before we went to the halftime break, is they're going to have to get their quarterbacks outside the pocket. Too much pressure. Their offensive line is being outmanned right now by the front of Legacy. They're getting pressure each and every play. Quarterbacks are sitting ducks in the pocket. So, hey, they're sitting duck. Get that duck out of the pond and get them outside.
Yeah, that team will have the opportunity to get on the board first, because they'll get the football to start the second half. Our game summary brought to you by Baker College. The second half is next.
If you're gonna do the holidays, do the holidays. Chop down your own tree. Brave the mall on a Saturday. See family. Hug an uncle. It's the holidays, America. Let's do it together. Ford. Built for the holiday.
Now with Black Friday cash, current AZ plan lessees can lease a Ford Edge for only $149 a month for 24 months, with $2,379 due at signing.
I'm Warren Birkenhauer, proud IBEW member. My career began as a non-union electrician. I love the work, not the pay and the lack of benefits. When I joined the IBEW, my life changed. Now I earn great wages, benefits, and I'll be able to have a good retirement. I can take care of my family the way I want to, and that matters to me. The IBEW has made a huge difference in my life. If you're a good electrician looking to get paid what you're actually worth, then there's room for you in the IBEW.
All athletes strive to perform at their peak, and meeting that goal means putting in extra hours on the trail, in the gym, or on the court. It also means refueling after a tough workout. Chocolate Milk has carbohydrates and protein to rebuild muscles, plus electrolytes to replenish your body. And with no additives, Chocolate Milk is nature sports drink. So after your next training session, reach for the natural choice to help you meet your performance goals. Chocolate Milk, the unofficial recovery beverage of athletes everywhere.
Vein mouth guards are made with comfortable dental-grade resin in a precise, lightweight design. Sensors will trigger when dealt a blow of 100 Gs or more, indicating the possibility a head injury has occurred and medical attention may be required. It's about more than protecting the mouth. It's about protecting the athlete. Because the only thing stopping you from playing your hardest is how quickly you can get back up. Vein mouth guards.
Dang, we got football, baby.
You spoke my language right there.
We got celebrity guests one after the other.
Hey!
What a way to start the day.
That's why we're the best.
Good job, good job, good job. Better pad level, better pad level.
Be proud about the effort you're putting on film, all right? Get to the ball.
Cover up that back.
Yeah, everybody get to the ball. Does that make sense? All right, over Army. Here we go, here we go. Communicate it.
You're on my mind, coach.
Yeah, hey. Right there, right there. Let's go.
Four turnovers in the game so far, two for each side. And now Team Legend tries to find some offensive momentum. Could not find it in the opening half, even though They held the ball for 3 minutes longer than Team Legacy. But as Rob Rubik has always said, it's not about how long you have the football. It's what you do with it when you have it. And let's see what they can do as they weave their way through with Jaden Mason all the way past the 35 to the 36 for a first down run. Game summary here at the Legacy All-Star Game brought to you by Baker College. Greg Kinney has had himself a nice day, and so has Noah Smith. Jaden Mason out of Big Rapids. Fumbled the snap, and down he goes. That was a jet sweep that looked like it was intended for Alec Muck.
You know, and that snap was a little bit low, but Jaden Mason's got to be able to get that. Everyone's not going to be perfect. That was a little bit above his knees, and we saw another one in the first half that was also a little bit low. Actually, that was pretty much at his waist, belly button. You got to get that. A little bit nervous, and you, as a quarterback in a game like this, you might feel a little bit rushed. You don't know how fast that guy is coming on the jet, so you can do the quarterback read with him.
So after gaining 11 on the very first play, he's now lost 6 on that play, bringing up a second down and 16. Hate to get yourself behind the sticks in any situation at any level. Mason will give it. That's Kobe Jayward. Jayward, a captain out of East Lansing, who rushed for over 500 yards. We talked about Noah Smith being very good in that opening half for the defense on Team Legend. He's with Brooke Fletcher. Hi, Brooke.
Yeah, I'm here with Noah right now, and he's actually about to go in. But I see you cheering on your teammates. How is it? How's this week been, real quick?
It's been really fun. We came together as a bunch of brothers. Again, I've been with Legacy for 4 years now, so it's a pretty good feeling to be again with my brothers.
Yeah, now tell me about, you had 2 interceptions earlier this game. Not too bad. So how are you feeling right now?
I'm kind of disappointed in myself. The Turf Monster got me twice, so I got to get one of those back.
So. All right, well, you're doing a great job so far, so good luck the rest of the half.
Thank you.
Matt, back to you.
Mason with a keeper close to the 40. Got drilled there by Kimani Fields, who came up out of Warren Matt, wearing 31 in blue.
You know what I'm noticing this game? It's a very physical game. I didn't think it would be. I thought it'd be resemble more 7-on-7 because that's what you usually see out here at the Legacy Center. And they said this was going to be like 7-on-7 with pads. I disagree. These guys are filling and closing and finishing tackles extremely well.
Greg Jones's team will punt it away. And since there is no punting, that means because they're on their side of the 50, the Team Legacy will get it at the 25-yard line. Jones, one of his defensive players, as we've just mentioned, Kimani Fields. What a great story out of Warren Mott. He and 2 friends were in a car accident back in April. And he said that it made him realize just how precious life is and how much he appreciates football, too. He on the Team Legacy side as Greg Jones watches his defense go back out on the field. And Team Legacy takes over. Gray Kinney, responsible for a couple of touchdowns, throws on a quick curl route and incomplete. Boy, good job jumping that route. Joey Brinkat from Walled Lake Central.
Well, Joey does a nice job from his linebacker spot. He gets his drop. He's reading the quarterback. So as he gets back to the hook area, he looks inside or outside, and he sees the receiver starting to curl down, and he just tries to undercut the route.
Brinkett's a perfect example of what this game can do. He's getting offers from Kalamazoo College and Lawrence Tech.
You better work on his grades. I don't know what his GPA is, but he must be smart if you get an offer.
3.5.
Yeah, that's why. 2 very good academic schools.
Kinney with an inside give and a good hard-earned run past the 25 to about the 27 or so. Brinkett in on that tackle as well. Phillip Stewart, the ball carrier.
It was a little bio, Walled Lake Central High School, line 5'11", 185. Nice. Sports medicine, you know, a lot of kids want to go into that field, and it's a difficult field. You got a lot of the anatomy, the physiology, kinesiology classes you have to take, and you have to have some intelligence if you're going to pursue that sports medicine field. But with the way sports are, and this is living proof, the Legacy Center, there's so many opportunities out there for people in sports medicine.
Third down and nine. Kinney steps up in the pocket, eyes downfield, across the middle. Is that a catch by Ross Lewalski? They will count it as a catch, and it's a first down grab.
Nice job by Ross Lewalski finishing his route, coming across, giving Greg Kinney an opportunity to find someone. How about the patience in the pocket? So far, we've seen quarterbacks just take off and run. That time, Kinney gave it every opportunity to develop. Lewalski kept working, and they moved the sticks. First down in a while for the Legacy team.
Lewalski out of Macomb, Dakota. And it's just their second third down conversion, Ruth. They went 1 for 5 in the opening half. Kinney with a quick flare screen, getting in the hands of the playmakers. Derek Hinton, a few catches on the day from Avondale.
Micah Kretzinger did a nice job from the inside linebacker spot of reeling it out with speed. It looked like something was there. They just ran a little one-man screen, getting a stock block outside by the wideout, and just nothing there because of the speed of Kretzinger.
Kretzinger, a 3.78 GPA at Jackson High School, offered by Mount Union College.
That's big time. Now, you're talking it's D3, but high end. Yeah. You have Wisconsin Whitewater and Mount Union Division III are the two powers.
Inside give, and Josh McCarty with limited availability there. It'll bring up a third down. We approach the 8-minute mark of the third, and a key third down play here on a third down and 7. Kinney flooded to the left. Pressure comes. Maneuvers his way. Looking downfield and lowering the shoulder close to a first down. Brooke Fletcher is with a big offensive lineman from Legend. Jacob Dean is with it.
All right, Jacob's about to go on the field real quick. But Jacob, how tall are you first off?
6'9".
Wow, okay. Now, with a height like that, you could probably play any sport, basketball, anything. Why did you choose football?
Just a great way for me to compete in my size, you know, to push people around. That's always fun. So, yeah.
All right, well, I'll let you get back out there. Thanks for talking with me. Matt, back to you.
Brooke, do you want a step stool?
Yeah, I need one.
I feel the same way when I was walking up to that young man. You saw his bio, too, and the amount of offers that he has right now from the MAC, Big Ten. Kinney, close to a first down. That was fourth down play. If they didn't get it, they turned it over right there instead of punting it, or not punting, obviously, right, giving it up to the 25, and he didn't get there. Good job by the defense from Team Legend, and they have some really good starting field position here in the third. They trail 12-0, but could be knocking on the door. Let's see if they've got an answer when we come back on Fox Sports Detroit.
Anyone can deliver a box. But when you consider the source, no matter how you get your groceries, only Kroger can bring you the fresh, delicious food and quality products you already know and love. So check out while you're chillin'. Shop online today.
The Movement Lab at Wildly Fit has developed the train, recovery, and rebuild approach to a healthy, active lifestyle. Starting with an assessment to determine your overall potential, a custom mobility, stretching, and corrective fitness plan is developed. A fitness studio with indoor-outdoor training, personal training, and private or group classes. Wildly Fit recovery services include physical, myofascial release, and fascial stretching therapy. Sign up for your free assessment at wildlyfit.com. Locations in Ann Arbor and Brighton. Train, recover, and rebuild with Wildly Fit.
Xfinity XFi, a more powerful way to stay connected. It gives you super fast speeds for all your devices, enhanced coverage, and lets you control your network with the XFi app. It's the ultimate Wi-Fi experience. Xfinity XFi. Simple, easy, awesome.
Xfinity delivers the fast, reliable speed you need. Plus, enjoy enhanced coverage throughout your home with XFi pods. Click, call, or visit a store today.
You love your Avis Ford. You will love your Avis Ford, because at Avis Ford, we make it easy to shop by phone. Looking for your no-money-down payment? Just give us a call. Because during our year-end closeout, you can lease a brand-new 2018 Ford F-150 4x4 with no money down for only $275 a month. You'll love it. Only $275 a month. Shop online, shop by phone, or visit us on Telegraph at 12 Mile. Call 1-800-SHOP-FORD.
Stream Pistons basketball on the Fox Sports app. Presented by Metro by T-Mobile.
The Legacy Senior All-Star Football Game on Fox Sports Detroit is brought to you by Feldman Chevrolet, Michigan's number one Chevy dealer. And by Baker College. Be more. Lively atmosphere here at the Legacy Sports Complex in Brighton for the second annual Legacy All-Star Game. Alongside Rob Rubick, Brooke Fletcher, our entire Fox Sports Detroit crew, I'm Matt Shepard. Welcome on this Sunday. Glad you could spend some of your Sports Sunday with us. As the Legend team goes downfield and throws an incomplete pass, but had some time. Matt Hornyak, better field position and better protection up front that time.
And the protection came from the fact that last series they got a couple runs. They were able to get 10, 15 yards in the running game, and they went play action on first down and had a couple receivers running down the middle of the field open, just unable to connect with them. Brady Frazier along with LaShawn Bright was coming from the outside. So that's when Hornyak would like to have back, I'm sure.
Second down and 10 now for Team Legend. Hornyak with a give. Brandon Matthews to the edge. And forced out of bounds shy of the 35-yard line. Not your typical high school or all-star game. No special teams. Offense starting from the 25-yard line after an opponent score. Offense chooses to punt from their own territory. Then it goes automatically to the opponent's 25 from their own territory, or opponent's territory. It's automatically placed at the 15-yard line. And after a touchdown, three different ways to get a point, 2 points, or 3 points.
What did Mike Martin in his first two? He went for two once. Did he go for one the last time from the
he
five?
Did, yes. Failed both times, obviously. That's indicative of the score, 12-0. All the scoring in the first quarter. Hornyak with an inside give. Good strong run past the 35 to the 34-yard line. Brings up a fourth down and short situation. Kobe Hayward, the ball carrier there.
And this brings the rules into play right now. You're on the 35-yard line. If you said, well, we're going to punt because it's fourth down and one or two, which we know they're going to go for it.
Sure.
But the Legacy team would get it on the 15. So it only being able to 19-yard punt. So there's no question that Legends are going to go for it now. I got to believe they're going to try to run the ball here. They haven't been that effective in the passing game. And I've seen quarterback Hornyak coming in.
Hayward, by the way, wears one in white. He's the team offensive captain for this club. Offers from Dayton and Davenport so far. And he's positioned just to the right of Matt Hornyak. On a fourth and two, they'll give it to him. And he's got it. Past the 30 to the 29. Good strong run and a good job by the offensive line. They seem to have meshed a little bit better. I thought you had a really good point in the opening half where it takes offensive linemen a little bit longer because they rely on one another so much.
They truly do. And it's got to be working in unison. And that time, you had a really nice job by the big left tackle. Is that Jordan Holt, number 75? You know where the strength of your line is? Is that's when the short yardage situation, that's where you're going to go. I got the wrong team, right? That's Jake Esklixon.
Yeah.
Say that for me again.
Out of Hemlock, yeah.
Esklixon, right?
Right.
Out of Hemlock.
Yeah, being offered by Olivet.
Okay.
Yeah, so far. All-conference member. And a first and 10 situation. Hornyak wants to throw. Pressure from the backside, and down he goes. Jacob Price, 74, and blue has been everywhere. The senior from Pinckney.
Price, along with, if we can get a look at this, you want to see a bull rush explosion by Victor Nelson, number 56, blue. He would be the left defensive tackle. Just look at that, blowing through two offensive linemen, getting into the backfield, and then getting some help, as you said, from Price. Nelson has been the other. We talked about Smith.
And very good.
On Team Legend and Nelson. But he's one of those guys that he doesn't fit into that box. He's short in stature, but, man, he can play. And if I'm a college football team, I want to find somewhere for this young man. You got to. He's a football player. He makes play after play.
A third of his tackles were for loss this year at Detroit Central. That's impressive. Movement.
He's explosive in the hips, and that's what you want to see if you're D-lineman. He's explosive. He's quick off the ball. Offense. Active hands.
5-yard penalty. Second down.
He's so quick, he caused the false start that
time. Well, you're bound to be a little jittery when a guy like that is starting to dominate a little bit. Third penalty of the day for Team Legend.
Second down and a bunch here. She's at about 21.
Hornyak to throw. Good pocket. Down the sideline, and it is almost intercepted. So close.
Caleb Briggs came over, and we always used to tell our kids, I'm sure Caleb probably played both ways in high school. You play defensive back for a reason. It means you're fast, you're athletic, but you don't have great hands. So we'll put you on the defensive side. We want the guys with the good hands on the offensive side as a receiver, but I'm sure I'd get some mail back saying, well, you know, Caleb plays receiver for us as well, and it was almost too easy for him because he read it so well. He comes over, he cuts in front. Look at him high point the ball. Just can't come down with it.
Good positioning. Now third and 21. Saw a good look at Briggs from Southfield Bradford Academy. It's six breakups during the year. Hornyak. Another good pocket. And it's intercepted. Jacob Price. Check that. Wasn't Jacob Price. It was 24, not 74. Colin McCarty. Well, McCartney out of Plymouth Salem. Good anticipation. Well, he's a good body, too. 6'3", 220. Colin McCartney with the intercept.
So that was Jacob Price. That was a heck of a zone blitz.
Yeah, I thought it was a zone drop. Yeah.
That one, quarterback didn't account for the linebacker just dropping into the curl, getting underneath the slant cut route. And McCartney did a good job catching the ball. And now Legacy cooking with oil. They're in business here, Shep.
Yeah, really good.
Plus side, 42-yard line. Got a short field to work with. See if Mike Martin, head coach of Team Legacy, put a little more distance between him and Greg Jones and the Legends.
McCartney has offers from Concordia, Siena Heights, and Arizona Christian. Kinney wants to throw. Unloads. Deep ball for the corner of the end zone and incomplete.
Oh, he dropped a dime. And Brandon Szymanski just couldn't quite pull it in. I'm not sure. It might have got tipped late. That's a pretty well-thrown ball by Greg Kinney. You see a look here in the replay. Oh, just right in the breadbasket.
Boy, well timed and well thrown right here. Second and 10. They'll throw it again, this time on a slant. And just a little bit behind the intended receiver, Nathan Eads from Howell. Eads has offers from Olivet and Adrian College. Coming up later this afternoon, the Pistons are back in action. They're going to host the top pick in this past summer's draft, DeAndre Ayton and the Phoenix Suns. Pistons Live starts our coverage at 3:30 with tip-off coming just after 4. It's right here on Fox Sports Detroit. Nice win by the Pistons the other day in overtime against Houston. Equipment timeout here, so the officials have put it on them. So far, Team Legacy, 2 for 7 on third downs. Kinney to throw it. And it's caught by Eads. Squeezed inside the 40 to the 39. And again, no punting, so if you choose to turn the ball over to Team Legend, then it goes to the 15-yard line. But it's not a huge gain. So in the way your defense has been playing, why not just go for it?
I agree. The defense has been very stingy, not much movement all day by Team Legend. So, yeah, roll the dice here a little bit, fourth and seven. Just not a lot of room to put the ball down the field. The back ends have done a nice job in the secondaries and coverage, and the pressure comes. So whatever you have, you might want to look at getting it out quick here.
Empty set for Gray Kinney. Pressure comes. He unloads underneath. This was the touchdown play that they had earlier, only this time Tywan Williams dropped it.
Oh, Tywan Williams like to have that back because he was catching it, running across. They had the screen set up perfectly. The lineman had released. We saw the pressure coming from Team Legend up the front. They released him perfectly, and they all took the cheese. Yep, all those defensive linemen that I'm going to get a sack.
So close, and he had some room there. Chase Brown at the quarterback spot for Legend. Brown fakes it to Muck, and pressure comes, and down he goes. Davon Sears off the edge and unblocked.
Well, he had 57. Jacob Nero was trying to block him, the right tackle, but he just gets whiffed, and he does a nice job. Hasn't seen that type of speed in a while.
Brooke Fletcher has some teammates with her. Brooke?
Yeah, guys, I'm here with three guys that are teammates during the season and here today. Clarence Glasker III, Josh McCarty, and Brennan Everett. Guys, how has this experience been compared to being teammates during season?
I think it's a really great experience, like, just having, playing with each other. Like, Brennan, he's blocking for Josh just, like, on a regular basis, so it gives us a little bit more chemistry.
Now, you guys won a state championship with Orchard Lake St. Mary's. Now, how is that as teammates sharing that championship?
It's been really fun and, like, a great experience since we all were on it together as sophomores and making the varsity team and also winning the state championship. And also, like, a great experience being together on this all-star game, and we just have that chemistry already building up from 2016 and being, like, best mates in school.
Brennan, what's been your favorite part of this week?
Probably messing around with these guys, you know, because we have such a great connection already. You know, winning that state championship was such a confidence builder for us. And just being with these guys and going one more time in a game together is unbelievable.
All right, well, good luck, you guys. Matt, back to you.
All right, thanks, Brooke, very much. Fun to talk with guys who have played the game together just about their entire lives. But it's also enjoyable to see guys playing with other players who they may have either played against or not known. I mean, maybe just read about or heard about.
That's what I would think would be the coolest thing, is you follow some of these other guys. They could be maybe in your league, in your county, in a conference that maybe you don't play, but you've watched. Because these kids all are on social media. They're on Huddle. They're watching highlight tapes. And all of a sudden, you get to play against a guy that you know about, and then you get to meet him and maybe be his teammate or at least go up against him. That's a pretty cool situation.
And then you get stories to share for a long time to come, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got friends from when you played in high school, college, and the pros. Guys, not necessarily who just played for the Lions, but played on other teams.
Yeah, I felt jealous when I was in the NFL because at the time we had myself and Ron Essink who played with the Seahawks. And then in my second year, Jeff Chadwick joined us. But you play other teams after the game, everyone kind of mills around, talks to, like, if you're from Michigan, you talk to the three Michigan guys. Well, I was like looking for anyone I knew, and there was just not a lot of Gleeck kids in the NFL back then.
No, but then you got to
know.
Now
there is. There are a lot more now.
Yeah. Then you get to know people a little bit more. Off the play action, all kinds of time, and an incomplete throw. Chase Brown intended for LaShawn Bright. And they will turn it over to Team Legacy.
There you go. Good work. Way to hold him. Way to hold him.
Mike Martin's team had an early 12-0 lead. That's where it stands now. Hoping to increase it. He's getting ready to talk to his offense and encourage his sidelines. Here's the head coach.
Hey, 75 is telling us all day what the play is going to be. Did you guys hear, coach? 75 all day. He's 75, man. Wilson, come on.
Hey, remember.
Kenny's pass intended for Brandon Szymanski goes incomplete. Second down and 10 for Team Legacy. So the ball at the 45-yard line of Team Legend. Legacy trying to improve their 12-0 lead in one final play here before the third quarter's over. Kinney to throw. Incomplete and intercepted. Picked off. Great return all the way back up to the 40-yard line as well by Ryder Brookbeck. How many times? Well, how about three? Three times Team Legends defense has put their offense in good position to score. Can they take advantage? We'll soon find out. Nice play from Brookbeck out of Grand Blanc High School.